The Dutch city of Amsterdam is sometimes called the city of bicycles, and if you've ever been there, you know it's a city full of bikes. They're everywhere, leaning against shops, strewn across sidewalks, and locked to just about anything, and also in the canals. That's why the city of Amsterdam has a bike fishing program, as in fishing for bikes. Seriously, our own Bradley Campbell hopped aboard a bike fishing barge to see what it's all about.
I went to the docks in the very center of Amsterdam, basically with one thing on my mind. This is going to be freaking awesome. I mean, come on, it's bikes and fishing. For an Oregon boy, it doesn't get any better than that. But then it did. I saw the claw. Yeah, the claw, straight from Toy Story 3, a huge hydraulic claw. It's connected to a crane that sits on the front of the barge.
That's our equipment for fishing the bikes out of the canal.
Diane Kleinhout says they've been doing it since the 1960s. So many bikes were piling up in the canals, they're scraping the bottom of the boats. Kleinhout works for WaterNet. It's the agency tasked with keeping the canals clean. Along with her are the bike fishermen, two dudes, Richard Matza and Jan de Jonge. They fish for bikes every day, and I ask Jan why.
There are a lot of bikes in the water.
That's why they tow an empty barge behind them. They need a place to put all those bikes. Now we start trawling a block or so from City Hall. Jan pilots the boat while Richard operates the claw. He drops it into the murky water.
Not in the middle, but just on the side of the canal.
Fishing for bikes is like plunging your hand into a sink full of sudsy water searching around for a spoon. You grab around blindly until you find something. Pretty soon, we have our first bike.
There's the first one.
Oh, on the third cast. Now, this being Amsterdam, it was a black granny bike, and it looked like the wheel was pretty shot. Someone probably tried to pedal it and was like, I'm good, and hucked it into the drink rather than dealing with it. Now, this bike will eventually end up at a recycler, just like all the other bikes the claw plucks up out of the canals.
15,000 a year.
How many?
Nearly 15,000.
15,000?
15,000, yes.
It's nuts. And the habit of throwing things into the canals goes way back.
The canals used to be an open sewer in the 1800s. There was no sewer system in Amsterdam. So this was the open toilet for the people in Amsterdam.
In 1860, Amsterdam started to see, or rather smell, the air of such practice. They started to clean them up, and they encouraged people to stop using the canals as a big old trash can. But Amsterdam still hasn't totally kicked the habit of tossing things into the drink. That's why there are such fabulous creatures like bike fishermen. They keep the canals clear for boat traffic by hauling up one bike after another.
What do we got?
Another bike.
Ooh, it's a folding bike. Does that count?
Yeah.
Now, we'd only gone about a block, but we got quite a haul. 5 to 6 bikes, a shopping cart, that folding bike, and then, well, we pulled up a walker. And even though it's all garbage, it attracts a crowd. Tourists and locals stop by to look at what comes up.
I joined them last week, and we even found a real professional camera and a sign for traffic and a scooter. It was a nice catch of the day.
Bikes, though, are the main catch. In the 45 minutes I spent with them, the claw snatched 2 dozen bicycles from the bottom. And while the whole thing was cool and endlessly fascinating, and the claw is just the claw, there's also this weird realization you get after a while. In Amsterdam, bikes are litter. It's not like the States, where some people lust over bikes built by Vanilla, Icarus, or Chapman. I mean, in Amsterdam, bikes are tools for transportation for sure, but here, they treat them more like keg cups at a tailgate. Easy to use, and easy to huck when you're done.
Another bike.
Why do people throw bikes in the water?
I really don't know.
We don't know. We don't see it. Maybe the people are drunk or something.
Have you ever thrown a bicycle into the water?
No.
Are you sure?
Of course not.
Are you positive?
I'm really positive.
Okay. I wouldn't judge.
No, but he will.
Of course, some say bikes get thrown in by thieves who just want to dispose of the crime. Others blame cars for bumping bikes off the edge. And still others believe that bikes really are like keg cups. You can get one on the cheap for about $40. So when it costs more to repair, why keep them? WaterNet hasn't launched any public service campaign to stop the practice, though they might want to start, as the rate of bikes being thrown in the canals remains steady, in the tens of thousands. So while I don't have faith that Amsterdam will someday stop dropping bikes into the drink, I do know that there are two guys in Amsterdam with one of the best city jobs you'll ever get.
I love my job.
We're standing outside and a lot of freedom around.
So it's a nice job.
Of course it is. They're fishing for bikes. For the world, I'm Bradley Campbell in Amsterdam.
Bye-bye.
You can see that bike fishing claw in action. Just head over to PRI.org. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. I'll see you soon. Have a great weekend.